were you born?
I was born overseas in Helsinki, Finland.
Where are you a citizen from?
I'm a citizen from Mexico.
Mexico? How did that happen, being born in Finland and a Mexican citizen?
My mother worked as a diplomat for Mexico, and I was lucky enough to travel overseas, and I happened to be born in Finland when she was there.
Why did you join the Marine Corps?
It was really a childhood dream of mine, you know, watching movies and all that growing up, especially being overseas. And once I came to the States, I always wanted to join, but I never could because I wasn't a resident. I had a visa, but once I got married, that opportunity opened up, and so I just went for it.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 3 years.
Where did you meet your wife?
I met my wife in a restaurant that I worked in.
What's her first name?
Her first name is Blake.
What's your job in the Marine Corps?
I'm a 0331 machine gunner.
Okay. What do you take pride about with being a Marine?
A lot. Considered the best, you're held to a higher standard, and you're just surrounded by a lot of good guys, you know. Meet a lot of good guys here. And you're always given the hardest assignments, and you're expected to perform. Yeah, so.
What are some of those examples of some of the assignments that you've been given that you find on?
Just day-to-day operations here, for example, we, you know, operating in high temperatures with full combat loads, especially being a machine gunner, we carry a lot of weight, and we're expected to keep up with everyone, and, you know, we're responsible for suppressing the enemy and keeping that, you know, their heads down and protecting our brothers beside us. So we have a huge responsibility, and, you know, it's tough out there. So we try. I take a lot of pride in doing that.
Do you think the Marines treat you differently because you're not a citizen?
Absolutely not. Everyone's shocked or surprised that I'm not a citizen, because they don't hear an accent.
How did Seattle become your hometown then?
Well, when my mom got assigned, because she was assigned to different embassies, you know, we'd move every 5 years, and then she eventually got assigned to Seattle. That's the first time we came to the States, and I went to high school there, and I did some of college, and I just pretty much decided to stay there. I got comfortable, and I really liked the place, and I had my friends, and I thought it was I was done moving around. I think I found home for once.
What do you like about the States?
The States, everything. I mean, especially traveling around the world, you have everything at your disposal. You know, you have everything you need. Standard of living. It's just very different. It's you know, you have a lot of luxuries, you know, a lot of liberties, a lot of freedoms. So you can't really compare it to anywhere else.
Do you think that seeing the difference in other countries has influenced your patriotism?
Absolutely. You know, you can't take things for granted. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm out here, is that I'm just doing my part, you know, earning my citizenship. So when I get back, I can say I earned it. I did my part, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work, owning a citizenship? Like,
well, typically when you get married, there's a process, and it takes a few years to actually get your citizenship. But the way I looked at it, instead of wasting those years just waiting for it, I decided to go earn it. You know, make good use of my time. So. Now that when we get back, I'll be in and have and I'll be eligible to actually go and get it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just proud to be out here doing the job. That's all.